as it looks ahead to a more self-sufficient future.
Phil Mercer in Jakarta. American scientists are developing techniques to monitor woodpeckers from space. They've been using a satellite laser to find the parts of forests that are most likely to contain the birds. The approach, they say, could help with land management and biodiversity planning. Our science correspondent Jonathan Amos explains.
It's not possible, of course, to see individual woodpeckers from space, but by firing a satellite laser at a forest, it is possible to make some broad statements about their habitat. From the way the light bounces back up into the sky, scientists can tell if a wood contains lots of tall, broad trees. If you're looking for woodpeckers, that's useful to know, because some birds will only live where they can find the right trees to drill into and make nests. Researchers from the University of Idaho have proved they can predict the presence in a forest of the pileated woodpecker, a red-crested bird said to have been the inspiration for the cartoon character Woody Woodpecker. Team member Patrick Adam said the bird is a keystone species, an indicator of the general health of a forest. Where you find woodpeckers, you often find lots of other birds and animals as well.
They basically can create habitat for other forest animals. They build nests every year, but they build new nests every year, which means there's a lot of abandoned nests out there. But there's many other species that use those nests, including owls, flying squirrels, bats, even some amphibians and reptiles.
The Idaho team believe their approach could speed up forest surveys to assist land management and conservation work.
Jonathan Amos. And a reminder of our main world news, an American envoy visiting North Korea has warned that the military